The Gemara in Daf Zayin says that Torah should not be learned by Yechidus, and the Gemara says just like Madiksev Basel Basel Yachid Lo Melacha Ma Basel Ze Echad Mechadet Es Chaverel Av Shnei Tumi Chomim Mechadin Ze Etzel. If it's like two knives, they sharpen each other one after the other. Mechadin Ze Etzel B'Halacha. And similarly, like Eish. Ma eish ein adolak yachidi, af divrei Torah ein meskaim b'yachidi. V'hainad am rebchiyu, Reb Yosef bar Chanina, ma'i dekstiv cherev al abadim, v'no alo, cherev al soneim shel tamei chachamim, she'oskim bad b'bad, b'Torah. It's improper to learn all by yourself. You should learn with a chavusa, with others. V'lo od, ela shemetapshim, shenema v'no alo. Not only you set yourself back, metapshim. Lo od ela shechotim, it's sinful. Ksiv hacha v'noalo, ksiv hosim asher noalnu v'asher chatanu. So the Gemara says that you should learn with others, as the Gemara continues to say, because it's cotton madlik is a godel. Two people, when they're learning or others, they bring out the best. They analyze things better. You don't just convince yourself. But I wanted to suggest that there's another suggestion why that you shouldn't learn bad by bad by yourself. And I didn't hear the application here from the Rav, but the Yisoid I heard from the Rav, and that is that Simcha is always, the Rav said, a shared experience. You can't have Simcha by yourself. And if you look in the Ram Hilchos Yontif, when he speaks about Simchas Yontif, he says that part of Simchas Yontif is to Misameach, the Umlolim, who don't have. And if you just worry about yourself and you have a big meal, that's not Simcha. That's only Simchas Kreso, the Rambam says. It's just filling up your belly. Simcha has to involve others and has to be a shared experience. So I heard from the Rav that he said that the minig, that we give a chosen, a aliyah for his ofruf, is because the Torah is Simcha, Bekudei Hashem Yisom Sam Chilev, and therefore that we give the chosin the aliyah so that he will be sharing, because the oil is considered up. He didn't like the, he's the koyre, he's sharing the Torah with others. So the simcha therefore is not just simchas, the simchas chosin is being shared with the other people hearing the Torah. So I thought, based on what the Rav said, that this is also another dimension to why Torah should not be studied bad by bad by yourself, because Torah is simcha, and therefore simcha has to be, by definition, shared with others. I think it's the Kuntus HaSeikah says in his Hakdama, that he says if somebody would go to the Shemayim and see all the glory, but he had no one else to tell it to share it with, he would be completely frustrated. Simcha, by definition, is always a shared experience.